do this. All right. So, guys, this is a pop-up live, and we are getting on here because we were having an anointed conversation. Mm. And this was just honestly vulnerable, and it's not for the faint of heart to listen to this. So if you have kids, like, don't let them be on this live right now. But we are going to talk about, I want to see. Okay, yeah, so we are live. Okay, perfect. Because I was just making sure. So guys, we were having an anointed conversation as women, and I want to introduce my sisters in Christ. This is Gabby.
Yep.
Gabby, everybody on YouTube.
Hello.
Ava.
Hello.
These are mighty women in the Lord, and I'm so grateful for their friendship. And we were just having an amazing conversation, y'all, about pornography and how it affected us as women, how it has honestly broken us as women in our lives, and how it distorted our minds. And I feel like no women talk about this. And if I'm going to look dumb or a fool, it's going to be for Jesus. I'm going to be a fool for Jesus. And you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks. And we should never care what anybody thinks. Like, y'all, we're in the kingdom of God, right?
Praise God.
Who cares what people think?
Fear not the one who can kill the body, but the one who could kill the body and the soul and send the soul to hell.
That's right.
I butchered it, but it's there. That's
there.
The truth.
We're not to fear man.
Mm-mm.
That's so good.
Fear of man.
So I want to start out, and we're not going to answer too many questions until maybe the end here, but we're going to talk about testimony. So we're going to go around and just talk about the age that we started watching pornography, okay? And this is how God set us free as well, guys.
Yep.
So you're going to get that story. But so Ava, how old were you when you...
So the first time I was ever exposed to pornography, I want to say maybe 14. I was a little older than Gabby. So me and my sister are 18 months apart. I think we were both exposed to pornography roughly the same amount of time. At the same time, roughly. Or maybe a little bit after you, I was 14. So yes, for me though, my testimony is a little bit different. Pornography wasn't one of my strongholds, but yes, 14 years old, did see it, yes.
Wow. And Gabby, when did you start watching pornography?
On my 10th birthday. So a friend from school, she had been telling me, oh my gosh, I found this website that's just crazy. And it was my 10th birthday, she came over, and she showed it to me, and we sat there my whole birthday party watching porn on my iPad mini.
No way.
Yeah.
The whole birthday?
Pretty much. We just sat on the couch and watched porn. In front of everybody, too.
And what do you mean in front of everybody?
Like, it wasn't a big seat, because we were sitting, nobody could see what we were looking at. I would take my glasses off so there was no reflection, because you know what you're doing at that age.
Oh, okay, but where were you? Like,
in my house.
Like, with family?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember. I think the party had kind of relaxed, and everyone was doing their own thing, and we would just hold up on the couch, and our young minds were trying to understand what we were seeing. We didn't understand, how could this be? What are those girls doing? What are they? What is that? And it was I remember the paradigm shift of, like, I just remember the loss of innocence. And it was from there, I kept watching, and I got free only when the Lord took me. And I was 19.
Wow.
So that was 9 years, a decade of that changing the chemistry of my brain.
Wow. So, okay, and was it gay porn?
No. It was just
anything.
Like,
it was like whatever.
When you start, like, I'm sure there's people on this live who know exactly what I'm talking about. When you see that first video, you're like, what the heck is this? And you just watch anything. You click on anything that, like, scares you or, like, freaks you out or you're curious. And you get on all weird rabbit holes of just deep, like, fetish things and disgusting, like, things a child should never be seeing.
Right.
And there was gay porn, but that kind of was later once
that
I was
later
in that. Yeah, because that's part of my testimony as well, as coming out of homosexuality and gender dysphoria and gender confusion.
Wow.
So that came in later. It played a big part, the pornography. and all of it.
Wow, so. I cannot wait to get to that part. That's going to be exciting, guys, because that's a big testimony. Okay, so when I started watching pornography, I believe, I have a very bad memory. I've always had a bad memory. But I think like 12 or 13. And
that's about the age.
A girl came over. My mom never liked this girl. Typically, when your mom doesn't like somebody...
It means something.
She's probably right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she came over and then like we like were watching it and it was like the craziest thing. It was the weirdest thing. I was like, wow. I didn't know that this was what my parents like did to have me or whatever. It really distorted my mind of like what sex was.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. To this day.
Yeah, to this day. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to go into it a little bit more, but I want to hear, Ava, like, how did it affect you as a woman, like, having watched porn? Oh,
so, yeah, for me, the most toxic thing and way that it affected me, for sure, was thinking that as a woman, I now had to meet those standards. Like, that's what... A beautiful woman should look like, should act.
Wow.
So I actually took what I saw in pornography and I brought it into relationships and like my sexuality. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't go quite so deep as I know some people, I adopted that and I was like holding myself to a standard that these girls look like. And I'm like, oh, if I want to be beautiful, I have to look like that. I went through like multiple eating disorders, really, really bad, that affected my mind. And, it was very toxic. Yeah. Just the beauty standard part of it.
The beauty
and like
standard.
The self-esteem
yes.
shattered.
And you know what I want to hear from you is how it affected your relationships with men.
Yeah. Like, so I basically felt like I had to act like that and give men like
a performance.
Performance.
That's what, yeah.
And, brought it into my relationship. I was in a worldly relationship at the time, and I was so stressed out trying to live and meet that standard, which is completely unrealistic and just honestly undesirable. Like, realistically, normal men, I wouldn't really want that out of their partner, but I felt like I had to put on that type of performance, and even like down to the smallest like parts of my body, I would just drive myself crazy nitpicking, and it was terrible. And that's something the Lord is still healing with me and showing me, like how to fully love and accept ourselves as a woman, how he made you.
Yep.
You are made that way for a reason, and you do not need to be comparing yourself to somebody else. And
yeah.
We do that as women.
Yes.
And pornography just breeds it. It makes it so much worse.
Uh-huh.
And you know, sex is so beautiful. It's such a gift, and it's just the way that the devil destroys intimacy, because now we're too afraid to be ourselves. We don't think we are good enough as a woman on your own, like the way God made you. So that most intimate part of life that he gave us as a reflection of Christ and his bride, that level of intimacy, the enemy was able to basically destroy. So for me now, at least, it's definitely just, you have to receive the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The word of God says we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. Mm-hmm. You need to know the truth of who God says you are, who you are in Christ, right? You are so worthy. Never, ever, ever compare yourself to any other woman, speaking woman to woman. You are his masterpiece. He literally died on the cross for you. Like, that is your value. A woman's value is not in what she can do for a man and anything else you see glorified in pornography. It's quite wicked.
Nowhere in Proverbs 31, who specifies the most beautiful, perfect woman, is there anything about her physical appearance.
Right.
Just saying that. Right. To piggyback off that a little bit, well, I guess a pivot, but the way that it affects, as a woman, how you see other women and how you see men, just everything that you get exposed to when you're watching pornography, is detrimental to the way you view the image of God on other people. Like, you stop seeing them as beautiful people who were once children and are children or creations of God or children of God. Yeah. You lose the value of, like, wholesomeness. And it's just really, it's something I'm still struggling with this to this day to be healed and delivered from. It is a process. I mean, I haven't picked up a porn video or, you know, really indulged in that sin since God saved me. But I know how many people, I think there was a, there's crazy statistics. I can't shoot them off offhand of how many women still are dealing with this sin in the church. And I'm not talking about anybody in the world. I'm talking about people in the church.
Christian women.
Yes.
We see you. You are not alone. If you are a Christian woman watching this and you feel like, gosh, nobody else is struggling with this. I feel so ashamed. I'm disgusting. I'm this, I'm that. Pornography is ruining my life. It's taking over my mind, my identity. We just want you to know that's why we came on this live. You are not alone. This is a very real struggle, and it's extremely addictive for your brain.
Oh my gosh. It's like, and it is a drug. It does the same thing to your brain as a drug. I saw somebody mention something about dopamine, like a fast of dopamine, and that is a really, that does help. Like, that does help. And there is a program called Arise for Women by Covenant Eyes. It's a 21-day thing, completely free. If you Google that, it'll come up. It's a program for women, by women, who have been addicted to porn and stuck in the cycle. It's just, it's a pretty terrible thing. And it also ties into my my testimony with my gender confusion and just the LGBT snare that I had fallen into for quite a few years. At least six, I was in that.
Wow.
Actually, no, it was longer than that, because it was thoughts before I'd ever accepted that identity. It was little things that the devil was trying to get me to latch a hold of it. He was paving the road for it. So
wow.
It and porn had a huge thing to do with it. I don't think I started to have those thoughts until, like, they didn't really come to the surface until after I opened the door of pornography. It's horrendous to self-esteem, and it's horrendous to perception. I think perception of others is the biggest thing that it affected me.
Yes. And I like that you're touching on that, because as a woman, I would only watch really, I mean, sometimes it would be heterosexual, but was typically lesbian pornography. And the reason why, I don't know, because I never had feelings for a girl. I never, when I was out and about, ever looked at a girl with lust. It was never like that. It was simply, in pornography. And there's a lot of girls that are straight that literally have the same issue that are like, yeah, like that's the only porn I watched. And it's like, but they know that they like men. It's so strange. It's like, why is this happening? Yeah, Tara. Yeah, Stephanie. See, me too. Girls, like right here in the chat, like put me too. And I never, ever, ever, guys, I never ask for anyone to share my videos. That's just not, I don't believe in that. Like in a ministry, but we're going to talk about some really big key things that are going to set women free. And I would really, really appreciate if you would like and share this live right now. I've never asked for that, but I really feel like the Lord is going to set so many women free. So yeah, that's a spirit of perversion. It perverts the original design of marriage. And another thing I wanted to touch on really quick, and then I want to dive a little deeper into your testimony. But Ava, what was I going to say? You said something about how, like, you were comparing yourself to these porn stars, and that's, I did that too. It's interesting. I actually, like, would compare my genitalia with their genitalia, and I would be like, oh, like, I would think, oh, like, I'm not, like, it doesn't look good. Like, I would get really critical of, like, what I look like down there. Did that happen to you guys?
I didn't experience that so much. I was, and this ties into my testimony, but I was paying attention more to the men in terms of how they would behave around women and how they would have sex with women. Because so, I was dealing with transgenderism as well.
Okay, so
when gender confusion.
So when you were watching pornography as a person that wanted to be a man, you yeah, would watch like heterosexual porn?
Yeah, more often than not.
Really?
Yes.
That's mind-blowing. That is mind-blowing. Okay, so you're saying that when you would watch it as somebody that wanted to be transgender, you wanted to...
Vicariously, through the man. Yeah.
You wanted to be the man and live through... That's insane to me. Can you go in a little bit more?
Yeah it's that? Like you can get into a mindset where it's like you're... It's like VR, kind of. Where you're like, okay, well, I don't really have... This is not the body that I have, but you can pretend... You can make fanciful imaginations in your brain.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And you could pretend like you're doing what they're doing. Not, you know, it never really went that far. It's more, I'm an artist. My strong imagination, that's what I was doing in my mind. It was, I think it's different than I would suppose a lot of women who have dealt with porn addiction and abuse. Because I have heard over and over again, well, I watch lesbian porn. It's like,
right.
It's like,
it's very common amongst women, like mm-hmm. heterosexual women. It's very strange.
Yeah. But I think it was the gender issues, which I think a lot of women are pointed to a male point of view when they're watching porn because of how male centric the industry is. And so the point of view of the male watching it, I think a lot of women who struggle with gender and confusion in that realm can relate to what I'm going to say. Because it gives you that outlet for free to just pretend to be in that and, like, open that door and step into the gender confusion and being not okay with your body. Being like, well, okay, so I have a female body, but my mind, the way I'm looking at women, the way I'm perceiving the world is like a man. Like, out there with your chest puffed up and your... It's like, I'm tall as well, so that fed into it. Like, I'm larger, taller than most men. And you start to see yourself like a man. If you're mm-hmm. out there watching porn and you're feeding that part of your brain, I guess, if you're feeding that cycle of sin, I was objectifying women in my mind. I had no problems, like, seeing women as less than me, even though it's like, you are a girl. Like, you have to think about it. But it's like, wow. When you're in that deception and you don't think you're really a woman and you're starting to be like, well, I could either be nothing or... I'm probably maybe more masculine, if anything. Like, I was non-binary for a while, leaning towards masculine presentation. Like, Ava, I'm sure you remember. Mm-hmm. If we didn't say that before, we're sisters, yeah. So she watched me go through all of this stuff. And then, you find your identity, you find your group. The people are very supportive. In the LGBT community, pornography use is, like the less of all evil. Like... Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna judge you for watching it. Actually, it's like a running joke in the community with a lot of groups, mm-hmm. And especially female to male trans people. That's something I noticed in that community and in that group of people who identified as non-binary or like non-binary masculine people.
Wow.
Who were leaning that way, but they were born a female.
Wow.
So I think that's a niche. Pipeline, yeah. But I think there's definitely a connection between pornography use at a young age and developing gender dysphoria.
Ooh, especially if really you're exposed good. To heterosexual. That is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for just like just talking about this,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it needs to be said.
Wow, Gabby, thank you, because this is like really opening my eyes too. I didn't understand mm-hmm. people that were transgender at all yep. in that way.
It goes the other way too. There's a lot of men who have an attraction to feeling like women. It's called autogynephilia.
Ooh, okay,
and
talk about that.
They find themselves aroused by imagining themselves as a woman having the female anatomy and being entered into. I mean, obviously,
that
I'm born female,
whoa.
But I had the opposite. It brought me a pleasure to think about the other way around, having the other
right,
part. So
just
I
the
feel
opposite
like
of you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I don't want to get too into something I'm not like did my homework about. But there's a lot of there was apparently those people who started the World Health Organization for trans people. There's I forget the name of it, but somebody some viewer can probably put it in the chat. a lot of them were in this forum for people who were with autogynephilia, and they set the medical treatment standards for transgender people to this day. They're the organization people look at. It's called WPATH, World Health for Transgender Individuals, something like that. It's WPATH. They are, like, a lot of the founding members, the people who are setting the curriculum for how you treat kids, even, who struggle with gender dysphoria, have it's a fetish, essentially, for a lot of people.
No, you know what? I've heard of that, and I know that there's a lot of men that even, what I've heard is they want to wear, like, women's clothing, exactly, which is crazy. And I just wanted to thank you, Stephen, so much for giving. That was so, so generous of you. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you. And just thank you for supporting us. And thank you, everybody that's sharing this. Thank you for everybody that's liking this, because it is getting the word out there. Listen, so many women need to hear this conversation. Mm. So many women need to hear this conversation because they feel alone in this.
Yep.
They feel like they're the only ones, and they hate themselves for it. I was there.
Yeah.
You know, so, I think, one thing that actually, okay, so I spoke about this in my other life, and I'm going to say this. As a married woman, I have not made love to my husband, and I absolutely love and adore my husband, but I have not made love to my husband except for, like, one time. Mm-hmm. And it was recently. Mm-hmm. So the reason why is because, number one, I was molested as a child. I was raped and oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So we're going to go into mm-hmm. that, too. I was raped in relationships and all of that. So basically, I've seen it as like a dirty thing. Here's the beautiful part about this is that my husband has loved me so well.
Wow.
So well.
Wow.
That he has shown me what love is.
Yeah.
There's not one time that we have been intimate and he has not said, I love you. And, you know, I married him. He was a virgin when I married him, and I was not. And, you know, I get some comments on videos, and they say, like, you know, you think just because you're with Jesus now you're clean. And,
The devil's a lie.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're just a whore and this and that.
That's condemnation. The devil's a lie.
And, you know, my husband never treated me badly.
Wow.
My husband never, thank you, Stephen. Yeah, my husband never
reminded you, never brought it up again.
No, and he has made love to me every single time.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, men of God, please go to my husband's channel, Lance Vantine, and go subscribe to him. He is a man of God. He was set free from pornography for 7+ years, from a demon of masturbation. He cried out to God. He could not get rid of it. And then he went through deliverance of a demon, and he was a Baptist. He didn't even know that this was, like, a thing. And his hand was burning for 30 minutes. And then he from that day on, never again, right? And you might think, oh, that's not true. That couldn't be. Men don't believe that. Well, it's true. Jesus Christ is he's true and faithful, and he's powerful. He can set you free from pornography. Oh, yes, he can set you free from bisexuality. He can set you free from gender dysphoria. He can set you free. He can, because we're right here, and we're going to tell you our testimony, and you're going to learn that guess what? Jesus Christ is bigger than your sin.
Yes,
way bigger. Is. Nothing's too hard for the Lord.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, my husband has shown me what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And God has used him to heal me.
Wow.
Praise Jesus.
God has used him to heal me. He is a man of God on another level. Like, I'm sorry. I am blessed to have my husband.
Wow.
He's like, for me, like the most amazing man that God has ever created besides Jesus.
Mm.
And pure. so pure. So praise God. So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to honor my husband and give him some credit because he teaches me so much. I mean, my channel, y'all, is a lot about, like, you know, practical stuff and, like, you know, my testimony and my experiences. But his, you go into the meat. If you watch his channel, you are going to get the meat. Like, I get more revelation than any, like, when he reads me his books.
Yeah.
Like, awesome. If you want to grow in Jesus Christ and get some real revelations, hear the voice of the Lord stronger, go to my description, my channel description, and get one of Lance's books. They're not expensive. The ebook's like $8. And literally,
yeah,
you cannot put them down. I'm not promoting it just because it's my husband. I've read them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they've changed my life. That's a man of God. So, I just want to say that, Ava.
And that goes to show, ladies, if you are single, wait on God. Yes. Pornography will not destroy your marriage if you seek Jesus today.
That's the truth.
It will not.
That's the truth.
Fornication did not destroy. Absolutely restored Jackie. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean from pornography. Yes. And that's why we came on here, because we wanted to tell you, ultimately, deliverance is the answer. You're not alone in this, and there's no shame. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
Walk according to the
so
Spirit.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to let you know that. You're not alone. There's no shame. Many, many, many Christian women go through this. But we wanted to point you to the solution, which is the feet of Jesus. Jesus will and can deliver you. I know Jackie has a lot of deliverance videos on her channel. Go and watch them, you guys. We wanted to point you to the answer, and that God is a redeemer. He's a healer. He gave Jackie a beautiful marriage, as she shared, and he can do that for us if we wait on him.
If we wait on him, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you right now, with all of my trauma, sexual trauma, if my husband did not exist, I don't think there would be another man for me that I would want. Because God literally handpicked him for me.
That's how I feel. I cannot get married unless it is the Lord's choosing.
Correct. And when you let him choose and you just stop making life all about when I'm going to get married, when I'm going to get married, and just do what God is calling you to do now and love him.
Yeah.
And make him the love of your life. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. And that's it. He's going to choose. So I wanted to talk, Gabby, I want you to go a little bit more into, like, the gender dysphoria and, like, just whatever you feel led to talk about and just share with us.
Yeah. So right off the bat, what's coming up for me is I was molested multiple times by girls.
Oh, wow. Okay. My age. Older? Oh,
around my age or possibly younger.
Yeah. At what age? What age was it?
I was maybe 8 and maybe 11 or 12. So around there. Two different times with two different girls. And it's like, you don't think much of it when it happens to you. But then the Lord reminded me, and I hadn't thought about it in years. And I'm like, wait a minute, that was an open door the whole time for the gender stuff and for the pornography. Both of those things came after the first one. And so, even if you are not the one who willingly committed the sin, demons hide in trauma. They hide in blind spots that we have, and they use it to make our lives miserable. They hate us. They want to steal, kill, and destroy from us. And that is how, I'm sure that's how they got in.
Oh, yeah.
And I am still working through, like, working out my salvation with fear and trembling regarding these things, because I don't think I'm fully delivered from certain traumas that have to do with that.
Wow. But,
and this is the first, like, I would, first time I ever saying this live on YouTube.
Yeah.
But, and before I didn't really tell anyone because I didn't think it was relevant. Mm-hmm. And it definitely affects your self-esteem. And it's like, I was bigger and stronger than both of those girls. And I find that shame of, like, why didn't you just punch her or just get away from her or something? Mm-hmm. Affected me in a way that made me feel victimized, that I'm like, I'm never going to do that again, never going to let that happen again. So you harden up. And I think that influences the gender issue, and it all kind of is like a circular motion.
Wow.
Where it all, you're trying to puff yourself up, like, as a woman, trying to be in the mindset of a man, but you, and deep down, and it's like, I know all trans people know this, or at least the ones that I have experienced, the people I know, they do, that you will never, ever, ever be the opposite sex. You'll never, I was never going to be a man, no matter how much I dreamt of taking testosterone and becoming strong and like being a bodybuilder and like being physically, maybe I could lift as much weight as a man. You'll never have that down to your cellular level. It'll never be in the sinew of your bones. It'll never, you know what I mean? So that was something that like was agonizing to think about. It's like, I'm weak. I feel yeah. weak. And those two instances were, I think, a catalyst for how that started to build up in my mind. And it's not something I ever talked about. Nobody ever, I don't even think my parents know about any of that. Or and most friends I ever had never knew.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not something I shared freely. And sometimes when I had, it became a joke. Like, oh, this is a creepy girl at the pool. Like, and then I also, you end up feeling empathy for those people because clearly somebody was doing something to them. They're both children. Mm-hmm. They were at the time. I kind of forget where I was going with this, but in regards to pornography, if you've been touched inappropriately in a sexual way, it doesn't feel that weird to, once you're used to pornography, it doesn't feel that weird to start watching it. It's like normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It opens that door of like, okay, well, this is fine. Also, TV, movies, everything that your parents are watching around you, older siblings are watching around you, and I know people who are watching, some of you, that's how you got introduced to porn. Your dad's stash, your brother's stash, your mom's stash, somebody showed you. In the family, it's very common. I've spoken to many people about that. And it's just, sin is so messy and so widespread. And it affects everything. And it affects everyone that you deal with. But so does obedience. And so does listening to what the Bible says about these things. Because as soon as that became something that I forsook, then I realized how much cleaner and pure, more pure I was. And how much, like, I have a little brother, and he will never, ever stumble onto something that I'm putting in front of him, because the Lord purified me, and it blesses, the blessings trickle down. So, if that's a word for anybody to cut the porn, and I feel like we should pray for those being celibate. Hello!
Hi! Estamos en un live.
Where's Ben?
Ah, yeah.
I believe at the end we should definitely pray for people who are trying to be celibate, people who are struggling with this sin, because I've seen comments, yeah. People gonna calling, say crying out for pray. It.
Yes, yes, yes.
And should we wrap up? What do you think?
Well, I'll just say this last point. I think we're gonna do another live.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do another live, part two. Mm. For this,
yeah, I'd love to
continue
it.
This conversation because it's
punch a devil in the head.
It's really good.
Willow in here too.
Yes, oh, she yes. needs to be a part of the conversation.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes. Or maybe we could ask Willow to come really quick. Yeah, yeah. yeah. You could ask. She has a few points. Yeah, she has a few points that are really, really, really good. Willow has her own testimony, kind of on pornography. But basically, I have felt like I need to perform. When I was in relationships, having sex, I felt like I needed to make certain sounds.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Yes.
That's a big one. It's like, yes. I've never been in a physical relationship in the flesh, but it doesn't matter because if your mind is defiled, it defiles your body as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, people don't want to think that pornography is a sexual sin, but it is. It's on par with fornication in the way that it changes your brain chemistry. And like, don't lie to me, y'all, because it's not a once and done thing. It's a repeat offense. And you keep going back to your vomit, you keep going back to it, and this is not a condemnation, this is coming from somebody who was stuck in that for 9 years. Yes, and we will pray for you, Gus.
Yeah.
We're going to be praying for everybody who needs deliverance.
Yeah, we're going to be praying for deliverance here.
From porn.
Yeah.
And you know, I've stumbled in terms of not watching, but, you know, the everything that comes with it, masturbation and the lustful thoughts, obviously, we all stumble, but repentance is freedom. Repentance is a free gift. Yes. And it's like, I feel like the church doesn't look at it right. Mm. It looks at it, oh, I gotta go repent. No, bro, I'd be running onto my knees. That's how you get free. That's how you, just rebuff your sins. You let it go. You give it to the Lord. And so I feel like we should lead people through that as well with when yeah. we're praying.
Yeah. Repentance is huge, especially with deliverance like of demons. Like yeah.
Legally, you have to repent.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, I have had times where I've tried to get a demon out, and I could not do it until I actually truly was like even crying over my sin. Yeah. And that's when like it's genuine, and that's where it breaks you free, really, when you mourn over your sin of pornography mm-hmm. with the Lord, and you understand how it is such a huge sin against the Lord, that's what really sets you free as well.
Yes.
And brings deliverance. But
yes, when David sinned with Bathsheba and had Uriah killed, and Nathan the prophet came, like, this was the word in church today. That's how you know we're a good church. But anyway, he was talking about how when Nathan came and said the whole story about, okay, so this man had one lamb and the rich man stole from his lamb and slaughtered it. It was a parallel to what he had done to Uriah. David shot up out of his chair and he said, that man should die. And then, oh, the mirror gets placed in front of him. You are that man. Mm-hmm. He wept over his sin. He was crushed because he wasn't a debased mm-hmm. mind. He still had the Lord's justice, and he understood. He knew right from wrong. So I just call to anybody who is seeing themselves in my testimony or Ava's or Jackie's.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants you. He's jealous for your soul.
Yes.
He's jealous for your freedom, mm-hmm. even. And all we need to do is realize that even though I was 10 years old and hardly understood what right from wrong was, clearly I did because I was hiding it. You know, you have a conscience. God built that in. But agreeing with him and just putting it out there to the Lord, I am so sorry. I understand how deeply I wounded you, Lord God, who made
Ooh,
me,
that's
who
good.
Me, who gave... literally makes up the molecules of my body, holds this whole reality together. You designed sex to be a certain way, and I spat all over that in my ignorance wow. and in my sin.
Wow.
And that mindset will keep you humble and close to the ground and to the feet of Jesus. So that's a call to anybody who is listening.
Girl.
Let's repent together.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I want to say this, too. Did Laura say she's coming?
She said she's laying down.
She's laying down, okay.
Rest. Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm going to say this, too. A couple more points, and then we're done. Mm. I think, and my husband, Lance, he, I think he has a video on his channel, too, where he talks about this. But basically, pornography puts in a man's mindset that one girl's not enough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah. It puts in the woman's mindset that one man is not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it makes us think in our world that, we need to have variety. We need to test the car before
test
we...
drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get married too soon because I kind of want to date around. I kind of want to... And for men a lot, they're like, mm-hmm. I want to have sex with multiple women. And then here's the thing, and I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm going to say this. Yeah, compare and contrast. I'm going to say this too. Men, they will literally have an adulterous mindset because of this.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're not with just one woman. You're looking for so many others.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, yeah, you are like, you are comparing women to women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we say, there's just so much in the world. And I'm going to say this too. Masturbation is not, even without pornography, mm-mm. do not look up articles. There's somebody mm-mm. here. I feel yes. the Holy Spirit.
Make no provision for the flesh.
You've been looking up articles. Somebody, God is telling me this right now. You've been looking up articles. Is it okay to masturbate if you're not watching porn? Yes, it's not okay. It is a sin.
Mm-mm.
I tried to weasel my way.
Yeah,
out.
Me testimony. Too. Oh yeah.
You're not alone for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No condemnation Mm-mm. because we all been there.
We've girl. All been there.
And mm-hmm. it leaves that stain of sin is still there. You can't. It's mm-hmm. it. You can't.
It's still addictive.
You can't have it halvesies.
No.
You can't be double minded.
No.
You have to be with the truth.
Double-minded.
And the truth mm-hmm. is that you're lusting in your flesh.
Yes.
And whatever you say, you're not looking at something, but there's images in your brain. There is images in your physiology that you're remembering.
In your yes. heart, your yeah. memories, whatever.
Yes. And not only that, what the Lord revealed to me, he exposed that God gave me this revelation. He said, the reason why, okay, the world says that masturbation is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's definitely not. God did not create Adam and Eve to have sex with themselves, did he?
Mm-mm.
No. He created Adam and Eve to have sex with each other and give each other sexual pleasure. And when we masturbate, God told me this, we are having sex with the same sex.
Very true.
It Very opens true. The door to bisexuality and homosexuality because you are getting off on your own
100%
genitalia.
Yeah.
And the reality is, and this is so sad that the church doesn't talk about what we're talking about right now.
Mm-mm.
Because then it keeps everybody hush hush. Oh, we just put on our best clothes and go to Sunday church.
So
and
true.
Like, we so don't talk religion. About these on and the sermon's always something about, like, you know, have faith that God's going to move this mountain. It's like, yes, but what about, like, the things that we need to
the
talk
dark
about?
Things. Everyday trenches. We
Bro, how do you think in. Satan stays in power? It's because we're embarrassed to talk about what his kingdom is up to.
Mm-hmm.
We're embarrassed to expose him and shed light on it. And although we don't have to get into the nitty gritty, as Paul says, you don't need to speak about all the specific things they're doing in the dark. We know because we all done it. But it's like the church needs to be a place where you are free to lament, you are free to struggle, you are free to suffer boldly and plainly in front of people and be met with that same servant's heart and that same sufferer's heart.
Grace.
With all those around you and everybody, you know, in heaven, I can't wait, but on earth, we need more of that, especially in the American church. People are afraid to be honest. It's because we don't like to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Be real.
There's an idol of comfort over this nation. And that is something we as rich, wealthy Americans, and I don't care how poor you are in America, you are rich in the world.
Yeah.
In comparison to your brother who lives God knows
Africa,
where.
Anywhere
wealth
else in the
is,
world. Yep.
Ugh. Being comfortable is not good for us.
It's
literally
not good.
Suffering is built into the design.
Mm.
And this is a shout out to Jackie Hill Perry and with the Perrys, their episode on the Lost Art of Lamentation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it is important to suffer in this world. It's good. It's a good thing.
Yes.
That God called it good that they would grow and stretch in the garden before sin ever came.
Yes.
So.
The Bible says that Jesus, this is a verse, Jesus
Take
learned obedience through the things he suffered.
Yes, that's it.
Jesus Christ as a human being learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And then
wow.
it says that he who suffers in the flesh ceases from sin.
Finished with sin.
When we suffer in the flesh, we cease from sin. When God allows us to feel the consequences of pornography or the consequences of having sex outside of marriage, right? You know, we learn obedience.
Yes, do not despise the rod of correction.
Talk about what happened with your back, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, so I actually have a really crazy quick testimony. I was in a relationship. I was saved. I believe this person was saved as well, but unfortunately,
walking in disobedience,
this was not a person the Lord guided me to. I was quite deceived with this person. And we were in fornication, unfortunately. And what the enemy was able to do, this is just an example of a consequence of fornication. When we fall into sin against the Lord, and his commands are not to, you know, make our life boring. They are literally to protect us from things like this.
Yeah, from ourselves.
My partner had this back issue. He actually had a herniated disc in his back, which caused extreme nerve pain to run down all of his legs. And when we sinned, I noticed shortly after, within a couple weeks after the first time I fell into sexual sin with this man, I then had pain in the same place in my back running down my legs. I go to the doctor, they do an MRI. We have the same exact injury. Was never injured. Nothing ever happened to me. No accident, no car accident, nothing. So seemingly out of nowhere,
my disc herniates, right?
Yep.
And in a couple more weeks, his back is healed. Oh. He's completely fine. And I, for the next, until today, right?
That's crazy.
It's been over a year and a half, had terrible disc pain in my back.
It's a demon. It's literally a demon.
Sexually transmitted demon. STD.
Sexually transmitted demon.
Ooh, that's good.
Credit STD. To Tiffany Buckner.
Tiffany Buckner.
Come
on,
that's
one.
Good.
And my sister Tiffany. We love her.
No, and you also got anxiety. You never had anxiety before, and he had struggled with that.
Yes, he did. He really did.
So when you had sex, that's when you got it?
Yeah. Mm. And depression, too. So
and
these
you didn't
things.
Have
that. No. Yeah. So when you open the door to sin with a person, not only do you put yourself at risk for sexually transmitted diseases, but any evil spirit lurking in that person, even in pornography, even if you're not committing the act mm-hmm. in the physical,
oh yes,
you are still opening the door to whatever evil is lurking in that person.
Mm.
And soul ties. You are opening yourself
and
up to soul
ties.
People get soul ties with inanimate people
yes.
that you don't know, people
yes.
you never met, something that you feel strongly for,
yeah.
you can develop an addiction to that person and a very, like, a proclivity that
yep.
you can, things pass between.
Mm-hmm. And when it's a soul tie, think about it. Why do you keep going back to the same guy or same girl that's abusive and you know is not good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a soul tie. I mean, there's a tie. It keeps you coming back,
mm-hmm.
back
right.
and back and back. And you need to break that. If people that are religious say, oh, there's no such thing as soul ties, these people that are charismatic, they're way out there. And it's like, if you hear that testimony about the fact that she got a herniated disc and nothing happened,
nothing.
She just had sex with a guy who had a herniated disc.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yo.
I'm sorry. And then she got anxiety and depression. She never had that before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had sex with him and that's what happened. God mm-hmm. tells you not to have sex outside of marriage for a reason. Not
like,
because of whatever he wants to be like a dad that's just, you know, boring.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
mm-mm.
And here's the thing too. And I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, pornography, you can make soul ties with pornography and with these porn stars. And when you do, know that these porn stars, even if you're watching heterosexual sex men, these porn stars, a lot of times they get paid extra for homosexual,
yes.
even if they're not homosexual, and they do that.
Yeah.
And now you're getting a homosexual spirit,
mm-hmm.
soul tie. And look, men, when you are watching heterosexual pornography and women, you're not just watching the woman, you're watching the man.
Oh, yes.
You should not be looking upon a man's nakedness. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
I feel the Holy Spirit right now. You should not be looking at a man's nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You think you're straight. Oh, I'm straight because I only watch heterosexual porn. No, you are watching a man.
Yeah.
You are looking at a man.
Mm-hmm.
And getting off on that man to some degree.
To some degree or another.
To some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly... Honestly, we need to understand that, again, pornography, the way to get out of this is deliverance.
Mm.
Amen.
You can get set free, but you got to fight. You got to keep doing deliverance after deliverance until
it's true.
You have to fight. It's not just one deliverance. Some of you, and I feel the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit telling me this. Some of you have been like, yeah, I tried deliverance. It didn't work. Well, you only did
keep
it one time.
Going.
You got to keep going. You got to fight because those
There's
demons want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you have a pornography addiction right now, the Holy Spirit, God is not going to bring the right person into your life. And
mm-mm.
it's not going to be something that's blessed. Nope. Why? Because you are entering that marriage already committing adultery. Because
yeah.
Jesus said, if you only look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery with her in your heart.
That's it. So
and
true.
At that point, you are bringing adultery into the marriage.
Yeah.
Mm.
I remember I had a boyfriend, okay? I lived in Colorado. We lived together. I lost my virginity to this guy. I remember he was pressuring me, and I actually wanted to wait until marriage, but he was pressuring me,
mm-hmm.
and on my birthday, I tried to get drunk because it hurt so bad when we would try because I was a virgin.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe, you know, and he would get mad at me. Anyways, so finally it happened. We moved out to Colorado, and this guy didn't have sex with me for 2 weeks. And I was like, what in the world's going on? And I'm young. I'm like 21. I'm 21. Mm-hmm. So I look through his phone, and I realize that he's watching pornography. And he's choosing porn over me. Right. To the point where I remember I came home. I was actually born again in this house. Like, I did not have sex with him or touch him for the last 5 months because he was an agnostic and, you know, I was born again and all that. I had to leave. But the point is I remember one time I came home and the Holy Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit will reveal things. And I'm like, he's like, hey, you want to be intimate? And I'm like, no, not really. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go take a shower. Well, lo and behold, he goes and takes a shower. And when you live with somebody, you know that they don't lock the door. I mean, why would you lock the door when you guys are, like, together, living together? Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's weird. So the Latina in me, and I was not, listen to me, I was not a godly woman yet. Mm. But the Latina in me, baby, said, oh, really? Yeah. You're going to lock the door. Boy, you got the wrong one. You got the wrong one, senorita. Yeah. Okay, so I went to get my credit card, honey baby boo-boo child, because guess what? I'm going to open this door right now. And I'm going to see what you're doing. You think that you're going to mess with me? I'm God's daughter. God exposes stuff. You ain't going to mess with me, boo. Yeah. So I literally, like, I opened it up. And lo and behold, the curtains were drawn.
Ew.
Like he was getting water everywhere. And he had one hand here and one hand with his phone. He's like, I'm talking to my mom. I'm like,
what?
What?
I came up with something better than that. Sorry.
He could have gone. I was like, what?
Oh, the implication.
I literally grabbed his phone. I smashed it on the ground. I was so mad. I was crying. I was so mad. This hurt me so badly. And men, if you don't want to hurt your wife this way, you think that God is going to bless you and entrust into your care his daughter when you are already committing adultery? In your heart?
The scripture of who I can trust with a little, I can trust with a lot just came into my mind. Like, if you can't be trusted with your cell phone, you cannot be trusted with a woman. God's daughter.
You better stop, girl. You better stop because you is preaching over here.
I'm saying, if you can't control yourself, if you have a cell phone, which everybody has, you're going to have an iPad, you have a TV, you could get porn on there, trust me. You cannot be trusted to hold and love a woman the way Christ loves his church. Okay, period. You have to get delivered.
Girl.
Repent.
Girl. I literally love you. Okay, this is the other thing, and I'm going to say this right now. Some of y'all are parents. I just had my baby, and I'm going to tell you right now, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old should not have a phone.
Nope, nor an iPad. I'm sorry.
Or an iPad. iPad
mini. My mom thought she was being safe. I got porn on that thing.
Yeah, or a computer.
Well, no access to the internet. They don't need it.
They don't need it. Go outside and play.
Yeah.
But the thing is that parents are lazy. They're like, oh, this is the babysitter. Oh, just go do whatever.
No, it's not.
You are damaging your child.
Okay, I have a little brother who I love to the Lord and back. Do not let them be on any type of YouTube. It doesn't matter if it's YouTube Kids, nothing, bro. The demons are on there trying to pervert your child's brain. It doesn't matter if there's a child lock. You really think the guy who runs YouTube cares about your child's soul? That's not your not your nanny. Don't.
Not the babysitter.
You can't trust anybody but you to parent your child the way that you need to parent them.
I'm sorry. If you.
Vigilance.
I'm going to just give a rebuke from the Lord. I'm sorry. I have to do this. You know why? Because I love the kids. This makes me mad. If your child is 10, 12, even 13.
You need to be in that phone.
And has, no, but even has a phone, okay? They can have a flip phone to call you.
That's it.
If they have a phone, an iPhone, you are doing bad parenting, period. I'm sorry. Even 13. They are too young. They are too vulnerable.
Yeah.
This generation is so wicked. Books, B-bomb, blonde, yes. Books over phone. Let's go. Come on. Oh, no, but it's just normal. Everybody has a phone. All the parents are giving the child a phone. Oh, it's totally normal. What are you talking about? Did you grow up with a phone? Mm-mm. I didn't grow up with a phone. I had a great, magical childhood. Beautiful. I don't need no phone, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't let them rot on TV either, because that's how I got exposed to softcore porn, which opens the door to the big stuff. Once you get to the big leagues, it's not that weird once you get used to it.
Come on.
Yeah. It was movies, it was shows that were just on by flippant parents or whoever was watching me at the time. As they don't pay attention, they're not thinking like that. When you're an adult, you're desensitized. You don't really see it the way a child would see it.
That's right.
And it'll pervert the brain. It'll get them ready to go down that path. And that is the path that leads to hell.
That is a path.
Without repentance.
If you give your child a phone, you are putting them in the hands of the devil.
That's it.
It's true.
That's it. You can make excuses all day and say, don't tell me how to raise my child. You will answer to God. You will answer to the Lord Jesus Christ on Judgment Day. You don't want to listen to me? Oh, you just had a baby, Jackie. Who are you to talk?
And that one scripture that's...
I was just about to look it up.
The temptation will come. But woe to whom the temptation comes by. Ooh. For it is better that he be thrown into the sea with a millstone around his neck.
Lest he cause one of these little ones to stumble, bro.
God is trusting you to steward your child. That's his child.
Yes, that's not your child. It's not even your marriage.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus. I love this. This is what happens when you get with spirit-filled people, okay? Yeah. You start getting revelations. The Holy Spirit starts speaking. Yes. Like, you need to get your friends. I feel the Holy Spirit right now. You need to get those friends, okay, that know Jesus, that are spirit-filled, honey, baby, boo-boo, child. Because
there's nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like it, boo. Mm-mm.
Go to ain't a club, nothing. Have fun. You ain't gonna get this.
Yeah. Men, you're not going to find a woman of God who is going to love you if you are not a man of God.
That's it.
Women of God, you are not going to find a man of God that's going to love and respect you if you keep putting bikini pics up.
Ooh, that was for somebody. I'm sorry. Somebody.
I was there.
Praise God.
I was there too. Yeah.
I was there. Mm-hmm. I was there, but that's hypocritical. Y'all, we need to live at a higher standard.
Yeah. Mm.
And that thing makes me think about just modesty in general. Like, modesty is not just the amount of skin you're showing. It's, like, your figure. Like, as somebody who survived 9 years of porn, I can undress anybody who's not dressing modestly. And that's, like, the standard. If you know somebody who's been delivered of porn watching, ask them if my outfit's okay. Because I can always tell. I can always tell if a man who's been... seeping his brain and stewing in these pornographic images, you need to be able to... It's not about your skin necessarily. It's about, is your figure showing? And I feel like women need to be held to a higher standard.
Right? You were talking about this before too, Jackie.
Can I undress you with my eyes? And if I can imagine, then you're not wearing enough clothes.
Well, yeah. Like, women go to the gym with, like, leggings and a sports bra. Hold on.
Put the basketball shorts on and the t-shirt, girl. Nobody needs to see it.
Yeah.
You can be cute and modest.
Yeah, you can find something cute.
True. You can find something cute, girl, but you need a dress to impress the king.
That's it.
And God had to just teach me that. Well, remind me this again, because, you know, I've been on my modesty journey for a little bit. But lo and behold, 2 days ago, I thought, well, you know, I'm just driving my dad in the car real quick to drop something off. I'm good to wear this tank top. You know, I had my midriff showing a little bit. I'm fine. I can just wear this really quick. Didn't think twice. Left the house. My car battery dies on the way to where we are going. So we push the car into a Shell gas station right there on the road. And I'm waiting for a tow truck company to come. Meanwhile, all of these worker guys, it's lunchtime, all the blue collar workers walking in and out, these men, and the tow truck was 3 hours late. So I sat outside next to my car for 3 hours in this little half tank top midriff shirt, getting stared at disgustingly by men. God reminded me again. I was like, okay, Father, I'm done. I won't do this again. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
So
there's some crazy stuff, like, and I'm just going to say this last thing and then we're going to pray for you guys and wrap this up because we got to go. But I remember I went one time to like the store and I parked. I was with my mom and a friend, and there's this old man and this old woman that parked right next to us. And the old woman went into, it was Joann Fabrics. So it's like where you get like stuff to sew. Mm-hmm. And this guy stayed in the car and he pulled down the window and he was masturbating, looking at me.
Oh, good gracious.
And I literally looked at him in the eye and I said, "What are you doing? What's wrong with you?"
Wow.
And he's like, I'm just going with the wind or something like that. Oh. And I'm like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, I rebuked him.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I'm just saying, like, there's too much perversion in this life. Like,
that is right. So true.
We need deliverance. If you think that there's no demons when there's people raping children, then, honey, you need a wake-up call. There's still demons in people. And guess what? Jesus Christ is the one that delivered demons when he was here on earth. He's still delivering today, baby. He's still 100%. Deliverance is for the children's bread. It's for today. Yep. It's for today. So deliverance is what we're going to pray for right now.
Let's repent. We can repent today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if any of us watching have related to anything we've talked about, we can come into the presence of our Heavenly mm-hmm. Father. We can repent together. It doesn't matter what happened, even this morning, earlier today, an hour ago. God is a forgiver. Mm-hmm. He wants to forgive you now, tomorrow. Right now can be a new day, okay? Mm-hmm. You can wake up tomorrow. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. It's never, ever too late. You're not too deep in pornography. You're not too mm-hmm. far gone, okay? Jesus came to set the captives free. It doesn't matter how long you've been chained to this. Mm-mm. He can set you free right here, right now. But let's repent. Let's pray. No, Jackie, you want to lead in prayer? Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. So right now, I want you to close your eyes where you're at. Okay? Mm-hmm. All of you watching, if you need deliverance right now, we're going to pray for you. Okay? From pornography. Okay? I want you to close your eyes.
Yes.
And I want you to just take a deep breath. And I want you to focus on Jesus. And I want you to just picture him on that cross. And understand that he died on that cross to take the wrath of God for your sin of pornography.
Mm.
So that you wouldn't go to hell. He took hell on the cross. So you wouldn't go there. If you will turn from your sin and believe in him. It's not enough to say you believe in him. Bible says, anyone who says, I know him and does not do what he says is a liar and the truth is not in him. We need to do what the Lord is saying. If we truly believe him,
mm-hmm.
we will believe what he said, that if we do not repent, we will all likewise perish. And that means we will go to hell.
Mm.
So if you really believe him, you're going to repent.
Yes.
That's what believing in Jesus is about. Okay. Yes. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each person right now. And I pray, Lord God, that you will lift off this spirit of perversion from them.
Yes, God.
Remove this spirit of perversion in the name of Jesus. I want you to repeat after me, all of you. And mean every word. Mean every word, okay? Say, yes. I repent, Lord, of pornography,
mm-hmm.
of transgenderism, of homosexuality. Please, Lord, heal me and forgive me now. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. I renounce and I rebuke and I break every contract or agreement
mm-hmm.
I made with the spirit of perversion, pornography, sexual immorality, lust, and homosexuality. I don't want it anymore. I don't want you spirits anymore. I am done with you. And I command you to come up and out of me right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of me in Jesus' name. Okay? And now I just want you to receive from me. I'm going to pray over you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will heal each person that's here from pornography right now, that they will never watch it again in Jesus' name. Never, ever, ever.
Yes, Jesus.
Spirit of perversion, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of this person.
Yes, Lord God.
Look at the people that prayed that prayer. Look in my eyes. because demons hate to look into the eyes of people with the Holy Spirit. Demon, spirit of perversion and lust and homosexuality, I bind you all in the name of Jesus, and I command you to come up and out of this person right now. Come up and out of them. Come up and out of them. Every spirit that causes them to watch pornography, every spirit of masturbation, come out of them in the name of Jesus right now. I bind you and I command you out in Jesus' name. Up and out. Up and out of the mouth. Up and out of the stomach. Up and out of the chest. Up and out of the hands. Up and out of the genitalia. Get out of every place that you are hiding. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come out of their throat. Come out of their mouth. Come out of their eyes in Jesus' name. Come out of their ears, reminding them of sounds in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. All the way. All the way. Let's go. Up and out. 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 Let's go. All the way up. All the way up. Up, 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 up and out. Lord, I thank you because you have delivered some people here today. I pray, Lord God, that they will continue to fight for their deliverance, keep getting deliverance if they haven't gotten delivered, because sometimes those demons are stubborn. But I pray, I plead the blood of Jesus over every single person here. And I pray, Father, that you will lift them. And some of, and I'm going to say this last thing. Some of you right now are in a victim mindset. And narcissistic tendencies isn't just, oh, I'm so wonderful, beautiful. It's also, look what God has done. I'm never going to get married. I'm never... Complaining kept Israel out of the promised land, wandering 40 years. Do not complain. It is a sin. God has given you more than enough on that cross. We don't deserve anything. That's the reality.
That's it. That's it.
Let that set you free. So I love you guys. We had to cut it short because I'm traveling, but I want you guys to know you're blessed and go watch my live, The Spiritual Consequences of Pornography.
That's it.
There's that. There's a teaching on what we talked about as well, but also it's a deeper teaching with scripture, but also there's a deliverance at the end. And guys, get my husband's book. Theology of Work, The Way of the Cross, in my channel description, or if you go to my videos, you'll see a pinned comment. It's called The Stand Story. You can go there and you can get an ebook. My husband, Lance Mantine, check out, go subscribe to his channel. He is an amazing man of God. And go watch his testimony of how he's free from pornography and masturbation for 7+ years. His hand was burning and from a spirit of masturbation as a Baptist who didn't even believe in all that. Guys, get off your phone and get in the Word of God. Get into spiritual books that are for the Holy Spirit and to edify you and to bring you closer to Jesus. Guys, I wanted to thank you. Thank you so much to everybody that gave. Thank you so much, Ulysses. Thank you so much for giving to us. We so appreciate you. We love you guys. And we're going to do a part two. So hold your horses and wait, because we're going to be back. All right. All right. We love you guys.
We love you.